We continue now with Nefesh HaChaim, Shar Dalet, Perichav Beis, where Rav Chaim Belezner discusses kiviyachol the damaging effect and the disappointment that Hashem feels when a person who has the opportunity to learn Torah fails to do so. Ve'im chas v'shalom anachnu oiskim ba berifyon. If God forbid we study Torah with a lack of enthusiasm, if we lack vigor in our study of Torah, kiviyachol misamayit shefa or elyon b'chol ha'olamos. We, God forbid, diminish the flow of energy to not only this world but to all of the worlds. Kol efchad lefi erko, each person according to his impact, according to his means. Uve mistarim tivka nafsho yisbarach kiviyachol, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu kiviyachol cries behind closed doors. Kamosha amru avosinu zechronim levracha, as the Gemara tells us in Chagiga daf hey amud beis, shlosha HaKadosh Baruch Hu bocha aleihem, there are three for who Hashem cries. Vechoshiv chad minhon al misha efshar lo lasuk betorah. And one of the three is a person who has the means, the ability to study Torah, but out of laziness fails to do so. What are these three tiers? And one opinion the Gemara says is that one of the tiers that Hashem cries is for Bittul Torah. V'oilo, says Rav Chaim Velazhner, woe to the individual, Laben, Hamori Dimos Avi B'chol Yom. Very powerful image. Woe to the child who causes his father to cry each and every day. V'inyan zos habachia hu hezgabros hadin b'smatas ora elyon. And what is this idea? Obviously, metaphorically, what does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries? It's an intensification of the midas hadin. It's the constriction or the limiting of the or elyon, which sustains this world. Shehem harachamim hagadolim b'olamos hanistar. Va'adam asher adayin lo ra or ha-torah miyamav, and a person who has yet to experience the light of Torah v'lo asuk ba me'olam, he's utterly detached from the Kedusha Elyona that can only reside by a person who has Torah in his life. And he can't achieve purity of spirit. Mentioned this once earlier in the Sefer. In this pasuk there are three mitzvahs. One is a reference to one who studies Torah, a person who's osek Torah, lo isasik nafsha kadisha, because God forbid when one does not study Torah, he lacks a lo sharya aloi, and the kedusha from on high does not reside by him. Very scary and powerful quote from the Zohar. V'gam hu meshulach v'ne'ezav chas v'shalom l'kochas adin shal ha-sitra achra, shu yacholin lishlat alav. And he's given over, God forbid, to the sitra achra, that the kochos adin can have dominance over him, can control him, can punish him. K'mo sha'amu rabbeinu zichronim levrachan parakama debrachos dafheim at aleph, shekol mi she'efshar lo lasuk b'torah ve'ino osek, anyone who has the opportunity to engage in Torah study and doesn't do so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi alav yisurin micho arin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings all sorts of dreadful afflictions upon him, va'oichron oso, and it makes him repulsive. Shenamar hachasheisi mitov, I have silenced myself from good, uke'eve ne'achar, and my pain makes me, my ka'eve, my pains, ne'achar, make me repulsive. Uma'abe tova harbe mimenu mikol ha'olam, and he denies himself and the whole world goodness, ki echriya chas v'shalom es atzmo, v'ez kol ha'olam l'kav chov, because he tips the scales not only for himself, but for the entire world, to the side of guilty. As Chazal explained in Devarim Rabbah, in the beginning of Parsha Dalid, Shimu va'al tigbuhu, Shimu l'divrei Torah. Make sure you listen to divrei Torah. Va'al tigbuhu, va'al tagbiu es hatova milavo l'olam. And don't push away, don't lift up and hold it off at a distance, the goodness that Hashem wants to bring to the world. Whereas the Gemara says at the beginning of Baba Basra Chesam, Aleph ein parani ozibo l'olam, Ela b'shvil ame ha'aretz. All the troubles of this world is because of our lack of dedication to Torah. Ve'im chas v'shalom yavo paranus al eiza adam o'medina. And therefore, if something bad happens, be it to an individual or to an entire country, hafilu b'ktzei ha'olam, even if it's on the other side of the world, and you feel that, what do I have to do with this? What's my achrayus to this? Says Rav Chaim Velazhner, Chazal tell us otherwise. Dein gerama delay chas v'shalom. You may be the cause of it because of your lack of dedication to Torah. Harachman yizbarach shemo yatzilenu. And obviously we daven that Hashem should save us from such a horrible fate. V'im kvar asuk ba uferesh hemena chas v'shalom. What if a person did study Torah and then he chooses to detach himself afterwards from Torah? Hu matish chas v'shalom koach pamal yeshamala. He, God forbid, weakens the heavenly academy, the heavenly angels, and he causes tremendous destruction and bilbul in the olamos and in terms of the structures of the Merkava on high. The gavra yada sitra achra, and he empowers the sitra achra, achmana litzlan. The kiviyachol mashlich umachshich koach hakadusha al yona, shechina suzenu amunas yisrael. He, God forbid, weakens the shechina, weakens the heavenly kadusha, weakens the or elyon, hashochenes besochenu tamir al yedei eitzak haTorah karoi, which wants to dwell by us in accordance with our dedication to Torah. As the Zohar tells us in Truma Kufnan Hayim at Beis, Pasach Rabbi Chiya v'Amar, Eis la'asos la'Hashem heferu Torah secha, as long as Torah is found in the world and people are osik in it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu rejoices with his creations and their service of him. Hashem is happy with the world, and the heavens and earth are able to continue to exist because Hashem is pleased with it. But God forbid, when the Jewish people are weak from studying Torah, God forbid it weakens Hashem's strength. And that's what it means. There's a time to do for Hashem. The remnant of tzaddikim who remain when the world has abandoned Hashem. They should gird themselves, they should tie their belts tight, so to speak, prepared to go out to battle, and they should serve Hashem with greater passion. Begin the kutcher bichu yistakef behut b'tzadikaya, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is, so to speak, counting on them, and Hashem is strengthening them to be able to fight that uphill battle. My taima begin heferu Torah secha. So why is it eis laso slashem? Because heferu Torah secha, because so many people have abandoned Torah. And the world is not studying it as is fit, says the Zohar. And at the time the Jewish people study Torah properly, they tap into the secret of Amuna, of holy Amuna, and they fix everything. And they adore in the world with wholesomeness as is fitting. And at the times that they don't study Torah properly, the world is not in a state of tikkun. The world is not complete, and the world is not illuminated, the world is not energized. And about such a time, we say, Eis lasos la'Hashem, my lasos, of hachi eis lasos, ishtar below tikkuna, below shalimu, my taima, mishum eferu Torah secha. We have to do something, because the world is lacking tikkun and lacking shleimus, because of heferu Torah secha. Begin the izabat li yisrael, letata mipiskame araisa, because Jews down below are not being diligent about Torah study. Begin da ahu eis hachi kaima, osalka onachasa beginhon di yisrael. So because of our inability to commit ourselves to Torah, at such a time the world is either going to go up or down in accordance with our actions. So when the world is down, we need tzaddikim to help lift it back up. And God forbid, when you abandon Torah, you abandon Hashem, as the Zohar tells us, Kad Barnash Israchik Meoraisa Racha Kumi Kutcher Brichu. When you distance yourself from Torah, Memela, you distance yourself from Hashem. Ki Kutcher Brichu Veoraisa Chad, because the Torah and Hashem are one. Vashmira Ha'el Yonah Shala Kedusha Sar Me'alav, and he loses the heavenly protection, God forbid. Vishdamoda Venikar Lakochos, and then he's handed over to the Kochos of Midas Adin. And then they have the ability to, again, to dominate him both in his lifetime, as the Gemara tells us in the beginning of Brachos, as we mentioned above. Amar Rabbi Tuvi Bar of Oishia, Kol HaMarape Atzmo Midivrei Torah, Eino Yochol Lamod B'Yom Tzara. Anyone who abandons Torah, weakens himself from Torah, will not be able to withstand on a day of difficulty, when he faces challenges. As the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Hisrapisa biyom tzara tzar kochecha, that if you abandon the Torah, if you're weak in Torah, then you will be, your strength, your koach, will be tzar, will be limited. U'beperek shtei halechem, in the Menachos were told, kol ha-meshamer es ha-Torah nishmasu mishtameres, if you guard the Torah, your soul will be guarded, v'chol she'inu meshamer es ha-Torah v'chulu, and if you don't, God forbid the opposite. Whereas the Medrash tells us in Tehillim, Amra Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Hashem makes a deal with Klal Yisrael, Im Shamarta Es HaTorah Ani Ashmor Oscha. If you guard the Torah, I will guard you. As the Pasuk says, Im Shamor Tishmaru. And if you guard, you will be guarded, is the way the Medrash is understanding it. V'kiyadua gam kein ma'amarim zichrono levracha b'reishas rabba parsha samachay bizman sha'kol kol Yaakov b'bate knesus b'bate medrashos ein yedei Eisav sholtos. When the voice of Yaakov of Torah and Tefillah is strong in the Beis Medrash and Beis Knesses, then the hands of Esav cannot have the upper hand. Hakol Kol Yaakov, Hayadayim Yedei Esav. When we have the Kol Yaakov, we take away the Yadayim Yedei Esav. But Hekel Kol Yaakov, but if we weaken the Kol of Yaakov, as Yadav Sholtos Rachman Alitzlan, then Yadayim Yedei Esav, the hands are given to Esav. Va'amru b'vayikra rabba parsha lamed hay, and devarim rabba parsha dalet. Hasayif ha'asefer nitnu mechurachin. The book and the sword came down from heaven tied together. What does that mean? Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Mishmarta Mashakasu Basefer, Atem Nitzoylim Min Hasayif. If you guard the book, you'll be spared from the sword. Or as it says in the Hakdama to Medrash on Eicha, Upsichta De Eicha, Vatana De Be'alio, Eimasai HaMalchus Gozeres Gezeru Gzerasa Matzlechas. When do the kings and the rulers make decrees, and their decrees are successful. And we throw the Torah to the ground, Rachman Aletzan. Says the Medrash, Ein Sava Elamalchil. Sava represents the kingdoms. Pasha, what's the chait? What's the sin? Bepisha shel Torah. Kolzman she Yisrael mashlichen divrei Torah la'aretz. Hamalchus, he goes eras, umatzlachas. Then the nations of the world make decree and make decrees and are successful. As it says, "V'tashlich emes arza va'asa ve'tzlicha." When we throw the emes to the ground, emes al Torah. If we throw the Torah to the ground, miyad itzlicha malchus, as the pasuk says, "Va'asa ve'tzlicha." They'll do, and they will be rachmana litzlan successful against us. Va'amru sham. And furthermore, it tells us in the Medrash on Eicha, Ode, we find there, Matzinu Shevitra Kadosh Baruch Hu al Avodah Zarah v'gilei Arayos u'shfichas damim. Hashem was willing to forgo and to forgive Avodah Zarah and adultery and murder. V'lo Viter al Ma'asa shel Torah, but he could not forgive the rejection of Torah, the disgrace of Torah, the fact that we look down upon Torah. What a tragedy. Shenemar al Ma'avda Aretz, why was the earth destroyed? The Pasuk in Yirmiyah, al Avodas Kochavim v'gilei Arayos u'shfichas damim ein ksiv kan. The answer is not, the Pasuk does not answer, because of Avodah Zarah or Arayos or murder. That's not what it says. Why was the world destroyed? Why was the earth destroyed? Why was the Beis HaMikdash taken away? The answer is, why was Eretz Yisrael lost? Vayomer Hashem al ozva mestorasi, because you've abandoned my Torah. V'tana de me'eliyahu sham bo're kama gadol koach pisha shel Torah. Come see the great strength of Torah. Shelo charva v'yushalayim v'lo charva Beis HaMikdash ela b'pisha shel Torah. Because we only lost the Beis HaMikdash, we only lost Yerushalayim because of the spurning, the rejection of Torah. Shenemar v'chulo. And lastly, in the Tanchum and Parshas B'Shalach, k'shem shi efshar v'chulo kach yefshar v'yisrael achayos elim kein mis'askin v'divrei Torah. The world could not exist without words of Torah. Ulefisha pershi yisrael me'divrei Torah l'ficha chasone ba aleihem v'chulo. And because we disconnected from Torah, the enemies came upon us and we don't even want to say what it is. V'chein at moitze she'ein asone ba ela al yidei rifyon yadayim in a Torah ayin sham. And that concludes the 22nd parak. So, if in the earlier prakim we learned about the great siyata d'shmaya that one has, and the great hashras hashchin and ruach hakodesh that one has, and how a person becomes even more illuminated in death and in life if he studied Torah in this world, and how Torah protects him from Gehenna, all the positive aspects of a life of Torah study, this chapter, Perachav Beis, is a bit scarier. It informs us of all the chorban, all the destruction, and all of the harshness that unfortunately we bring upon ourselves and the whole world when we fail to study Torah. So obviously, to end on a positive note, we should be zocha to continue to study Torah properly and to wipe away HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tears and to give Kiviyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu something to smile about.